все же, да. This week we begin Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, about Karbanos. So I'd like to focus on one aspect of Karbanos that's not often focused on, and try to perhaps learn out a Musar Haskel, as I say, of that is relevant to our lives. Torah, my Karban Shlomim says, "Im zevach shlomim karbano, min abokar hu makrim im zochar im nekeva tomim yakivenu lufnei Hashem, v'samach yoda al rosh karbano ushchato pesach ol moed, v'zarku b'nei aron ha-kohanim es adam al mizbech soviv." So we know that there are two types of karbanos. There's kodshei kodshim and kodshim kalim. The kodshei kodshim are the super holy karbanos. Chatas, Osham, those, not only are those karbanos slaughtered, shechted in the Azara, they're also eaten in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Mishkan. Kodshim kalim, a lower, lesser kedusha, like Korban Shlomim, Korban Pesach, so those are slaughtered in the courtyard of the Mishkan, but they're eaten in all of Yerushalayim. They don't have the restriction that they're only eaten in the courtyard of the Mishkan. They're eaten in the whole Yerushalayim. So the Torah speaks about Pesach Oel Moed. We know that in the Azara, so then there was the Azara was the outside, the courtyard. And then you went inside into the Kodesh, into the Heichal, to the Kodesh, where the menorah was, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach, HaKetores. And then further in was the what? Was the Kodesh Kadoshim, where the Aron was. So it speaks about Pesach Ol Moed. So the Gemara, if you'll take a look in Erevin and Dav Beis Amud Aleph, from page 5, tells us a Chiddush. And that is, the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shlomim sheshochton kodem psichas vlosos haheichol psulim. That if, now again, where is the slaughtering of the korbanos taking place? We're not in the heichol, not inside, in the courtyard, outside. So I would think that there's no significance of what the status of the building is when you're doing something in the courtyard. But yet the Gemara says like this, that when you shecht a korban in the Azara, when you shecht the shlomim in the Azara, if you don't open up the doors to the heichal at the time that the korban was shechted, then the shechita is invalid. But if the doors are closed at the time of the shechita is invalid, even though the shechita has nothing to do with what? With the heichal. And the korban is not even going to be brought inside the heichal. It's all going to take place in the Azara. Yet, the halacha states that the doorway to the Kodesh, and ultimately to the Kodesh Kadoshim, has to be opened b'shas shechita. And if it's not open, the korban is pasul. And Tosis points out that this din is not only by shlomim. Because if you take a look in the Mishnah on page 4 in Tamid, the korban Tamid, it says, Lo hayah shochet ha-shochet at sheshomea kol shar hagodol sheniftach. In other words, when the person shechted the korban tamid, so he wouldn't shecht until he heard the doors being opened. In other words, so that's the korban tamid, tamid shel shachar, etc. The door had to be open. If the doors weren't open, it's not only a din in the shlamim, in all korbanos. In all korbanos, they had to open up the door before you could. You could shecht. Some point out that there might be some Rishonim that disagree and say that it's only a din by Shlomim. Rav Chaim Pardes points out in the Sefer, if you look on page 8 in Rashi, that it could be it's only by Shlomim, Rashi says. Because by Shlomim, it says Pesach Oel Moed. And that's where the Pasuk is referring to. So Rav Chaim Pardes in the Sefer Tarascha Shashuai discusses that if you hold that it's by all Karbanos, so then you understand the Mishnah Tamid. Because the Mishnah Tamid is not talking about Shlomim. But if you hold that it's by what? If you hold that it's only by Shlomim, so what's Pshat in the Mishnah? What's Pshat in the Mishnah, Maseches Tamid, that says they were Machbid by Tamid also? So it says, it must mean, says the Sefer Tarascha Shashuai, that it's L'mitzvah Ba'alma. In other words, it's a Hidur to open it up by other Korbanos as well, but it's not going to passel. It'll only passel by Shlomim. And the other Rishonim, like Tosus, says that no, it's a din by all Korbanos, that the doors have to be opened. That when you shecht in the courtyard, even though again it's not pshat that you're going to bring it into the mikdash, into the heichal. You see, if you could say that ultimately the blood would be brought inside the heichal, so then maybe I can understand that if the doors are closed, so there's a break of continuity between the mokum hashchita and the mokum hazrika. But no, everything is happening outside. The shechita is going to happen outside. The zrikas hadam is going to be on the mizbeach hachitzon outside. Yet it has to be open. Yet it has to be open. And it's interesting that the Gemara in Zvachim, here on page 6, on Nun Hei Amid Beis, has discussions here in the middle of the page. First word on the line is Levium. Pshita mugaf kino ol dami. In other words, what if it wasn't locked but it was just closed? Is that, how do you view that? Do you view that as good or no good? So the Gemara says mugaf, if the door is closed, that's like being locked. Vilon mai, what if you just had a curtain there? The door was open, there was just a curtain blocking. So Amar Zeiruhu Atzmo Einase Elke Pesach Pasuach. So maybe that's called like it's open. And the Rambam summarizes some of these dinim. If you look in page 7, Perichei Halacha Ches. Shlomim sheshachtam kodem sheyiftechu dlosos haheichal psulim shenemar pesach ol moed v'zman shepasuach. Afilu hoyu dalsosav mugofos hareze kenol. Right? In other words, it has to be open. Open means open. In other words, even if it's unlocked, that doesn't matter. That's pasul. If the doors of the haheichal were unlocked but they weren't open, the door wasn't wide open, and you shechted, that's puzzle. Oh. So I'd like to show you, Rabosai, two Meshachochmas, and perhaps two points that the Meshachochma makes, and perhaps we could glean something from the Meshachochma. Because if you look in the beginning, in the packet here, the first pasuk is Ushachto Pesach Ol Moed. That Shechita has to take place when the door is open. Then, in page 3, it speaks about the Zarku Es Hadam Al Mizbech Soviv Asher Pesach Ol Moed. In other words, how did a korban work? First you shechted, then you got the blood, and then you put the blood on the Mizbech. So those were the preliminary stages of the korban. Then what was the final stage? Taking the actual fats and putting it on the Mizbech. So when the Gemara speaks that the doors have to be open, the Gemara speaks about it in terms of the b'shas hashchita, right? Shlomo sheshachton kodem psichas hadlosos is possible. So the Meshech Chochma says that l'chora from this other pasuk on page 2 and 3, where it says zarku es hadam, and it uses the same lashon Pesach Ol Moed. So you learn another thing. That not only b'shas the shechita, the door of the heichal has to be open, but even what? B'shas the zrikas hadam. Even b'shas the zrikas hadam, the door has to be open as well. And let me ask you another question. And what about b'shas that they put the fats on the mizbeach? That we don't have a pasuk. So the Meshech Chochma concludes that what? That the din of, in other words, he said in Yechidish, the Gemara only speaks about Shechita. So he says, you see from the other Pasuk, even Zrika. But B'shas, that you put the fats, Haktara, Al-Gabe HaMizbeach, that we don't have a Pasuk to say the doors have to be open. So that's what the Meshech Chochma writes here. On page 13, he neshitas Rambam Rashi d'shlom sheshnichshu kolm she nivtechud losas heichel psulim mishum d'huksi pesach ol moed uperusha d'gabe ola loksi b'shchita pesach ol moed rak gabe zrika hey medivreim lo hayu shochte matamid as she nivtech veis haheichel mishum d'lo zrika hayat zorich lios pesach ol moed. Rakab is Rika. And if you look in Rav Cooperman's notes here, it's only Lagabe Zrika and Shechita. So what's the idea? What's the idea? The idea is that there are certain things that are the beginning of the procedure. Words. When we begin to do something, we want to make sure that the beginning is done in a way that is infused with the utmost Kedusha. So the idea of the doors being open, meaning the doors are open, the door of the Heichal and then the Kodesh Kodashim, that's where the ultimate Kedusha is infused. So we want to make sure when you start off the Maisa Korban and you do the Shechita and the Zrika, then you have to make sure you have the link to the ultimate Kedusha. Even if later on in the process you're not as connected, but in the beginning you have to be very connected. And if you're very connected in the beginning, and that's the symbolism of the doors being open, so that sets the tone for the future. But the Meshech Chochma says even a bigger chiddush, and this Meshech Chochma Pashas Tetzavim, page 15. The pasuk says, "Ve'ochal Aaron ubonav es besar ha'ayil v'salechem asher besal Pesach Ol Moed." The same lashon, Pesach Ol Moed. So let me ask you, Ve'ochal. What's the din? Certain korbanos are eaten by the kohanim, right? The kodshe kodshim, like the chatas, the Asham, they're eaten by the Kohanim, Dafka in the Azara. Now let me ask you a question. Two questions. When the Kohanim ate the Korbanos, did they have to wear the big day kahuna or not? We know when they brought the Korbanos, when they did the sacrifices, they had to wear the big day kahuna. But what about Bashas Achila? So the answer is absolutely not. There's no requirement to wear big day kahuna Bashas the Achilas Korbanos. In fact, even a Balmum, even if somebody who can't bring Korbanos, he's a Balmum, but what? He can eat the Korbanos. Because the idea of Big Day Kahuna, that's when you're doing the Avoda. So you have to, when you're eating, you don't what? You don't have to wear Big Day Kahuna. And even a Kohen who's puzzled to do the Avoda is allowed to eat. That's the halacha. But comes the Meshech Chachma, and he says that look here in the pasuk in Yecheskel, on Dav Mem Beis, on Yecheskel Perek Mem Beis, page 16 going over to 17. Bevoa makonim lo yetsu meakodesh lachotzer chitzono, sham yanichu bigdeim. In other words, after they finished, they're going to put their clothing down. So says the Metzudas Dovin on the bottom of page 16. Bevoa makonim kashe yavoa kohanim lechol kodshim behalishkos mulubashim bigdei kahuna. He says that bevoa makohanim means they came with their clothing. Then they would, so when they ate the korbanos here, he's saying that it's mashma that they wore the bigdei kahuna. So why did they wear the big day kahuna? So says the Meshech Chochma, because what is Yecheskel talking about? The Pesukim and Yecheskel are talking about the inauguration of what? The Bayis Shlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash. He says when it comes to inauguration of a korban, of a bayis, so as like we said before, just like what we said before, that the B'Shas, the Shechita and the Zrika, it had to be open, the doors have to be open. So too, Bishas, when you're doing the original Avoda, when you inaugurate the first week or the first Avoda of the new Beis HaMikdash or the new Mizbeach, it had to be done in a special way. And he says, that's Pshat, that they wore the Big Day Kahuna in the week of inauguration. And says the Meshech Chochma that when they ate the Korbanos that week, it was Pesach Ol Moed. Because the Psukim and Tetzaveh are talking about what? The Chinuch. The Chinuch HaKohanim, the initial stages of Avoda, the initial inauguration. So there, says the Meshech Chochma, we have two Chidushim. That the Korbanos of the Miluim, of the inauguration Korbanos, not only were eaten by Big Day Kahuna, but also had the same din of Pesach Ol Moed, that the doors had to be open. Because when you're starting off something, you have to be close to Kedusha. You have to be close to the source, to seep in that Kedusha, and the doors have to be open. So that's what the Meshech Chochma says on page 18. Going over to page 19. Lefnei Pesach Ol Moed, the Masik Davkel Shchita Lefnei Ol Moed Lo Lachila Efshar Dal Miluim Mishar Kodesh Shor Kaiyecheskel Chaim Bo Pesach Ol Moed. That when it comes to Miluim, they had to be you had to wear the Big Day Kahuna, and they had to be Pesach Ol Moed. And I think the idea being is like this. You see, when a person is learning in yeshiva, these are the years of miluim. These are the inaugural years. So these years, you have to try to get as close to kedusha as you can. These are the years that you have to have be Pesach Ol Moed, and the doors have to be open. There can't be any divide. Meaning, you have to be close to your rebbeim, close to the source that you're getting your kedusha from. You can't just say, well, I'll listen to the shiurim online, I'll listen to, you know, that later in life, you won't be able to be in yeshiva, you can listen to things online. But here is the time to be close, to be exactly at the Pesach Ohel Moed. And the dlosos have to be psuchos. And shlomim sheshochton kodem psichas hadlosos is psulim. Because Pesach Ohel Moed. And the Meshech Chochma is machadesh, that for the achilas hakorban of the miluim, it had to have a din of dlosos psuchos. Because b'shas the miluim means the initial chinuch, the initial way that you're starting off. You have to start off with the yanika of kedusha, and there can't be any chatzitza. There can't be the door, even if the door is closed and not locked. The Rambam paskins is also no good. Pesach ol moed. So avoda always should be close to kedusha, and especially the special kepeda on the avodas hamiluim, that it had to be Pesach ol moed. And there's another idea of Pesach ol moed that's brought down. The Noel Elimelech, whose yahrzeit was this past week, says on the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Pischuli Shari Tzedek Avovamo Dekoza Ashar Lashem Tzadikim Yavovo. So the Noam Elimelech writes on page 21, Hine Iker Midas HaTzadikim Kachi Bichol Ma She'oved Yosef Labori Hu Mevin Yosef She'enu Yochol Agiel Tachlis Avoda. Whereas sometimes if you're involved in davening, learning, you see how vast it is, you feel like depressed because there's so much left. And where am I? I'm just at the beginning. And so he says, no, that shouldn't be a reason to be sad. That's fakert. That is the mida of a tzaddik. Tzaddik always should have the feeling that he's just starting. Pischuli shari tzedek. You're standing at the Pesach, so you might feel I'm depressed. I'm only at the beginning. No. That's the midah of the tzaddikim, because tzaddikim never feel that they finished. People who are not tzaddikim feel, oh, I'm already in such a high madrega, I'm already finished with my avoda. No, in other words, the idea of Pesach Ol Moed is not only the idea that we said yinika from kedusha, and especially bizman hachinuch, that you have to not only shecht bizman that the dlosos hapsuchos, but even the achilas hakorban has to be bizman that the dlosos hapsuchos, the meshachochmu is machadesh, and the meshachochmu is machadesh based on the metzudas David, that even you had to eat even the korban the big day kahuna. Normally a korban doesn't have to be eaten the big day kahuna, but the korbanos of the miluim had to be eaten the big day kahuna, because you have to be close to the kedusha. But the other aspect of Pesach Ol Moed is not only that idea of yenika mikedusha, it's the idea of what? Of always having the attitude that I'm just beginning. And that he writes in several places, it's quoted, he writes it in Pashas Vayera, where it says, by Avram Avinu, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'Oel Kechom Hayom. And he writes the Noam Elimelech, page 23. Why did Hashem come to Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu always had the attitude, I'm just at the beginning. I'm just starting. I'm just getting into the doorway, so to speak. And that shouldn't be a reason for us to feel depressed. It should be, oh, I'm starting. I'm learning something, but I'm just starting. Always the attitude that I'm just starting. That's the midah of tzaddikim. And he writes this again a couple of times. He's pointed out in the footnotes here. The Noam Elimelech writes on the pasuk in Shmos, Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael haboyim mitzrayma, es Yaakov ishu beso bo. So he says like this. We know that the Sfarim always explain that Yisrael is the higher madrega of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is the Ekev, is the heel. That's the low madrega. So he says like this, that the tzaddik who's on a high madrega, Ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael, he always has the attitude of haboyim, that I'm always constantly coming and growing. As Yaakov, the low madrega, is Ishu Beiso Bo. Look what I did already in the past. In other words, the tzaddik, the Yisrael, is always, you know, what am I continuing to do? The Yaakov is looking at Bo'u, what was accomplished, because our attitude is that we're always, never accomplished enough. We're always trying to accomplish in the future more and more and more. And that, he says again, is pointed out in the Pasuk in Tehillim, on page 26. Oev Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. So what does it mean, Oev Hashem Shari Tzion? So he explains the tzaddikim that are at the Shar, and they're constantly doing, moving and coming in and doing more, that's more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov means the things that the Binyan Kavua that was already built in the past. Also, Manikura Mishem Yaakov Him Sovrim Shekvar also Avodosom. They already made a Binyan Kavua. They already made a Mishkan. Hashem is Ohev those that are always saying, oh, we're at the beginning. We're only at the Shar. We want to strive for more. We don't look at the past, what we did. We're always striving for more. That's the Pesach HaOmer. And especially the Bezman that you're in the Miluim. When you're young, these the years in the Yeshiva, we're all considered the Yemei HaMiluim. And therefore, that's the time that you have to be Pesach Ol Moed. The doors have to be open. No chatzitzes. That's the time that you have to be medabik b'kedusha. You have to make relationships with your rebbeim that are lasting. Because if you do it now, you're Pesach Ol Moed now. So even if later in life, when you maktir the emurim, it's not Pesach Ol Moed. But since you had the original connection, originally, that'll last for you. And it's interesting, the Vilna Gaon in his Sefer and Mishle, he writes on the Pasuk as Pnei Mevin Chochma Ve'enik Seal B'Ktzei Oretz. He says, Kloma HaMevin Eino Roel Lichpots. There were El Mevin Mashalfanov. A person who's a real Chochm, he just focuses on what is in front of him now. He's Aval ksil einav lekatzvei aretz, b'eishe yaschil lilmod einav yachlu l'sayim hashaso ha-maseches. He says, the ksil is always saying, okay, when are we going to finish? When are we making the siyam? When are we finishing? But the Pnei Meiv in Chochma says, no, let's understand what we're learning today. In other words, we're not at the end now. We're at the Shar, we're just understanding this omen, this line. And that's the derech of the tzaddikim, as the Noam Eli Melech says. The tzaddikim are pischuli sharet tzedek, zeh ashar l'Hashem tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are always at the Shar. Always feel that they're at the beginning, they have to do more. They're not at, oh, Hashem, shari, that Hashem likes those people that are at the Shar. Shari Tzion, mikol mishkanos Yaakov. The mishkanos Yaakov are the things that are created already in the past. Hashem likes the attitude of Shar. That I'm at the Shar, I'm at the Pesach, I'm getting refreshed, I'm beginning, I don't have any, I'm trying to get that Yenika from Kedusha, and therefore the Dlossos HaHechel always have to be Psuchos, and according to many Rishonim, it's not only a din by Korban Shlomin, it's by every Korban, like the Mishnah says in Tomid, that they didn't bring the Korban Tomid, they didn't shecht it, until they heard, Asher Shomea Kol Shar HaGodol Sheniftach. And that's the Yisod. The Karbonos have to be done when the Shari HaHechel Apsuchos. And if not, you don't have that connection, then you're disconnected. You're not going to get that Yenika of Kedusha. And you're not going to have that feeling of that you have to always renew yourself and you're just at the beginning. And that's the message of Pesach Ol Moed. It's not only a din that was in the Mishkan, it's a lekach ledoros, that we always have our avoda, or at least the beginning of our avoda, should be connected, and with that original connection, b'shas the shechita and the zrika, or b'shas the miluim, that initial connection will stay with us forever, and then we'll able to always come back to that initial unique of Kedusha, and that will grow throughout our lives. That's very special.